Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Wolfman Jack naked gardening and conjugal visits. That's all coming up right after this.
But go stomp, 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 stomp. Whoops! Crash! Oof! The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp? Whoops! Crash! Oof! The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jessica Alsman is here.
Hello.
Getting ready for, what's that feature, Tom?
Sexy Tom.
There's Ace Cosby. Shaking his head at Tom, doesn't like it.
Ouch.
There's Willie Griswold at the National Weather Desk.
We got rain in the Dakotas, so be careful out there, folks.
Oh, right. Be careful.
At least it's not snow, right?
Chick McGee at the sports desk. Here's Tom.
Thank you very much. A couple things. As you mentioned, Allie Breen's segment. We help people with their love lives. It's called Sexy Time.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And, giggle every time.
We're talking about voices earlier, and it's a number of distinguished voices in this studio right now.
Yeah.
Of course, the mellifluous tones of Ace Cosby. Say hello, Ace.
Hello, friends.
Oh, wow. That nice? That's very nice. Chick McGee, the beautiful voice, sonorous, I believe.
Oh, thank you. Already introduced everybody.
Thank you very much. I already did that. Did I sound whiny to you today?
Could be your mic.
The annoying voice of Christie. Shut it up. We were talking about Wolfman Jack.
That's right.
Speaking of famous voices.
Uh-huh.
The Wolfman.
And do you mind if I play just a little excerpt of our conversation we had with Wolfman
Jack? I do mind.
We gotta know, Tom. I'm sorry.
Because do you know who Wolfman Jack is?
I do not, but I have a lot of fun when Chick does that silly, silly voice.
Isn't his name really like Bob Smith or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he like a car salesman or something?
He was a famous DJ.
Yeah, famous DJ.
He was in American Graffiti, the
movie. The X, a station broadcasting out of Mexico.
Yes.
And most of North America.
Yeah, but he is featured as himself in the movie American Graffiti.
And then he hosted a show called Midnight Special. Yeah.
For years.
Midnight Special, Ace Do.
Yeah.
Ace Do the number. Ace Do the answer.
Here's a little bit of an this is an excerpt of a conversation we had with Wolfman Jack.
We got him on the phone.
Talk to a Wolfman on the phone. Wolfman!
Hello there.
Hey.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Wolfman Show.
Oh, man, it's great to be with you guys. You're the greatest.
Thank you.
Well, how am I coming? Is I sounding all right on the telephone here?
Sound great.
You sound great. You sound just like Wolfman Jack.
That's because he is.
Yeah.
You know, Wolfman, we were saying earlier that whenever like certain famous people they get like they're noted for something. What do people do when they see you that is like annoying? That
don't people always go Wolfman?
Yeah,
they have to.
They like to come up and imitate the Wolfman and say, "Guy,
okay, how great is that?
Did he always speak in third person like that? Like the Wolfman?
Oh, yeah.
Would he always refer to himself in?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, he's the greatest.
Wow.
And I actually met him a couple times, and the one time I met him, toward the end of his life, he would wear these, I don't even know what you call them, kind of a sort of a cowboy hat.
Well, yeah.
I'm getting to that, Pat. Sort of a cowboy hat kind of thing, but flat brim. And he wore like this giant cape, as Pat put it, a muumuu in black. He was a very big gentleman.
Yeah. From Louisiana, he's got the kind of Cocho thing going on, where tall like this, like a shrimp.
Where
captain.
You at?
Yeah, I'm not sure where that patois comes from, but the late great Wolfman Jack. We were talking about how Pat has agreed to dance naked from the rear in front of the puppets.
Money better get way up there.
I believe I heard 290 was the number.
I was joking.
Speaking of, we had nudity. We were talking about the Chip and Dale dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Who I guess get fairly naked. And then there was a guy.
Fairly naked.
There was a guy in a volcano in Bali that is in trouble for apparently dancing naked on a sacred mountain.
He's
a Canadian guru.
Got deported. Out of Bali. Can't come back.
He was doing the haka, which is like, that's what all the New Zealand Olympic teams do before the games. They like, they'll like stick their tongues out and stuff.
The tribal stuff.
Yeah, and it's like a tribal thing. And it's, right. Like, there's like a lot of honor when they do it. So mm-hmm. I wonder if this was some sort of homage or if he's like from that region maybe.
Yeah, it's a Maori ceremonial.
This guy's name is Jeff Cragen. I doubt if he has a legitimate claim to the haka. Frankly,
I believe Maoris are a race of people that are born to lead cities.
Uh-huh, of course, the Maoris. Yes. Yeah,
the Maori.
Many of them don't speak. The silent Maori.
That is so silly.
That is so good.
If elected, they come out of the womb. If elected.
But, Pat, I'm sorry to throw you a curveball like this. Don't you have a tribute to...
My friend Leon Mudbone has a tribute to the... in the UK, they like to garden naked. There's a whole society.
Oh, sure. That's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ground. So I would do that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I like to work in a garden, buck naked, walking around nude in the yard. Sowing my seed in my birthday suit, using a hoe when it gets too hard. Cropped and trimmed, look how it's growing for all my neighbors to see. I'm into horticulture, into buff, the way that God made me. A little dirt on my knees, I get some sun on my tush. I like to plant my tulips by the bush. I'm gardening naked, I'm nude in the yard. Oh, my cucumber someday could be your pickle, my peanuts ready to sprout. When it comes to wearing clothes outdoors, I'd rather go without. Oh, the pussy willow, keep it moist. Roses, watch out for thorns. They could tear my bulbs up pretty bad should I put shorts on. Well, now I'm torn. Oh, you gotta watch out for spider mites, snails, and ants when you're working in the garden without no pants or the bite your begonias. Last spring I got pneumonia. Oh, gardening naked, I'm out nude in the yard. Good morning, Mrs. Jenkins. Are you enjoying the view?
Thank you, Lynn Leon. Okay, I found it. The best cities for naked gardening.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it Austin, Texas?
In the United States.
Oh, really? It's got to be all those weirdo towns like Austin and Portland.
Yeah.
Weirdo towns. Yeah.
Number one, Miami, Florida. Number one for naked gardening.
Yeah, you think it's the weather, probably? Yeah.
Number two, Christy's right, Austin, Texas. But then Seattle.
Weirdo town.
Atlanta and Portland. Those are naked gardening capitals.
There you go. Really
at it. Weirdo towns, all of them.
Least conducive to gardening in the nude.
Detroit.
Yeah. No. Lincoln, Nebraska. Boise, Idaho. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana. And Memphis, Tennessee, according to a survey from Lawn Starter.
I think that sounds about right.
Now, how about this?
I am a lawn starter.
What cities do you think have the largest number of nudists?
Well... Warm cities?
Yeah, you got it, Pat.
A couple in Michigan and Colorado, maybe?
Nope. Orlando, Florida.
Yeah?
Miami, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and Tampa, Florida. The top four nudists. The smallest nude population per thousand, Hialeah, Florida. That doesn't make sense, but it does. Nevada.
I would love to see you at a nudist colony.
Oh, my God. No, thanks.
Oh, no.
You would just weird away. You'd disappear with embarrassment. You'd be just sitting go poof. You'd be gone.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. No, oh you've done
that. Oh, there's so much ass matter around here. I can't believe it.
They have towels. They have a towel system.
Oh, you're telling me that a towel will save someone from his ass matter? Have you seen that guy?
Bentley, could you do a silkwood shower on the gluteal cleft of that gentleman?
Humphrey just sat here.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's move forward here, Christy. What have we missed in the news?
Lawmakers in Washington State are removing the word marijuana from all state laws, calling the term racist. K-I-R-O reports.
Cairo, where everything is broadcast up on the screen.
In writing.
Up on the screen.
Washington state legislators have passed a law that changes every use of the word marijuana in the revised code of Washington to cannabis. State Representative Melanie Morgan said, quote, the term marijuana itself is pejorative and racist.
Oh, I bet she's a joy to be around.
During testimony in 2021, Morgan explained the word's history, which originates from Spanish. She said, quote, as recreational marijuana use became more popular, it was negatively associated with Mexican immigrants.
I don't think that's true at all.
Governor Jay Inslee has since signed the bill into law, and it'll take effect in June.
Hmm. Yeah,
Who thinks that way? No, I don't.
Well, nobody thinks this way, do
especially
they?
Especially stoners.
They don't care.
I've never heard that before.
I hadn't either. Well, that's because we're all privileged and we would have no idea. Right. And
I mean, aren't most stoners just too stoned to really get offended by much of anything?
I don't know.
And next thing you know,
they're
going to call cancer sticks offensive. That's slander.
Yeah.
I just don't get it anymore.
Willie, you're a stoner. Are you offended by any of this?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about this.
Isn't marijuana the name of the plant?
I don't know.
I thought it was a cannabis plant.
Is Tijuana, is that offensive city name now?
Tijuana?
You think it's the Juana that...
I don't know. I thought marijuana was the name of the plant.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, if she's got something to tell us, great, but I don't think...
Well, obviously, if they've got nothing better to do than worry about that.
In Washington State?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of low on the list of things for the lawmakers to be doing, but I don't know.
First of all, the state of the Seahawks. It's a mess.
There you go.
Yeah, what are they doing?
And Russell Wilson, for God's sake?
And why is there a state named Washington when we already have a D.C. named Washington?
Exactly.
It's very frustrating.
Bingo.
A crash that occurred on 420 led to a large marijuana bust in, a large cannabis bust in Missouri, KSDK.
St. Louis TV.
That's Channel 5.
Reports last Wednesday, Missouri State Highway Patrol officers responded to a three-vehicle crash on I-70 in Callaway County. Among the debris...
Howdy, howdy, howdy!
Howdy, 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 Callaway!
Callaway. No, it's named after the golf clubs, you idiot.
Oh, not the cab?
Oh, I love the Callaway.
Not cab.
Among the debris, authorities discovered... Among the debris, I love how this is written. Authorities discovered, surprise, 500 pounds of packaged marijuana.
500 pounds?
Scattered on the road,
That's
a lot.
That's a quarter ton.
The Highway Patrol believes the cannabis was making its way into Missouri for the unofficial pot holiday.
You know what the official term for 500 pounds of pot is?
No, what?
A good weekend.
A nice start.
And the pickup truck hauling the drugs was hit by a semi-trailer that was trying to avoid a previous crash. Two men were arrested, charged with drug trafficking. No one was seriously
injured.
Yeah,
that's got to be trafficking, right?
Yeah, 500 pounds is not personal use for the weekend.
No.
It would be hilarious to watch someone try to say that is for personal use, though.
Hey, guys, we're having a big party.
You know how cool we are, all right?
Hey, man, don't be so red. We're driving to Coachella. Yeah. That's a lot of pot.
Yeah. It is.
Again, what is the... I'm forgetting the phrase. I'm sorry. It's don't... What is it for don't use your own stuff? What is the... there's a...
Don't get high on your own supply.
That's it.
That's what Biggie Smalls taught us.
Yeah.
Biggie!
Okay. We love hearing from you, by the way. Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. We always get great, great letters just on all kinds of different topics. Look at this one. Josh and I were talking about the beautiful Ford Bronco. The real ones, the big boys.
Yeah.
This comes to us from, I'll just say, Mr. N.
Okay. Oh.
I am currently standing on the assembly line making Ford Bronco drive shafts.
Nice.
Cool.
All right.
Sweet. Get it. Hook us up.
Yeah.
Steal a Bronco one part at a time and mail it to us.
Well, Johnny Cash it.
Then we have to put it together.
Right.
Then we have this.
Does it come with a manual?
this was involved. I'm trying to remember why we were talking about this earlier. Oh, I know. We were talking about the school in Utah. That is an academic college teaching an academic study of pornography.
That's right. Yeah.
We got talking about it, and I was asking some simple questions. Do they have music and porno today? Jessica, I don't know how familiar you are with the genre, if you will. But I was just asking some questions, and I asked Josh the name of the... he has some pay-per-view website.
Had. I no longer subscribe. Evil Angel.
Yeah, so this comes to us from Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Josh. I checked out Evil Angel.
Yeah.
You need help. Oh.
I don't know. I don't remember it being all that
okay,
I'm
just bad.
Saying.
We love to hear from you.
Didn't you, the one before Evil Angel, wasn't it Your Next Door Neighbor Naked? Wasn't that what you were subscribing to, Josh?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it has.
Your favorite show? The House Behind You, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's called the House Behind You. Uh-huh. For a while there, it was really, really hot.
Wait a second. Doesn't...
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of stuff going on over here on Josh's phone.
Well, I just went to Evil Angel, and Jill is right. When you look, it's like they put the craziest stuff right on the homepage.
Oh, you got to lead with the crazy.
I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Okay. No need to elaborate.
Well, I'm just saying, Jill, I don't think that's an accurate
representation.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, a lot of tattoos.
I didn't mean to frighten you.
Now, how much did that cost? Was it like a purview?
If I remember correctly. Oh, you know what? I know exactly the number. It was a special.
Oh.
It was $69 for a year.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They did it, yeah. And I really didn't. I really got the subscription for the comedy. It wasn't. I barely watched it.
Yeah.
Well, they have comedy on there?
Well, the $69. So.
Okay.
But I've got it.
Funny.
Okay,
and we did find that there is a porn musical called A Step Away. And it was on Brazzers. Have you ever?
I have seen Brazzers. It's sort of your higher end.
Yeah.
Is it about step siblings by any chance?
Yes, it is, Willie.
Perfect.
Boy, that's. I talked to my buddy who's in the industry. He's a porn distributor.
Is that the guy who lives in Vegas?
No, but he'll go there if we want him to. You know what I mean. And so he said, I said, what's the number one genre these days? And he said, taboo. And I said, what exactly is that? And he said, stepsister, stepmom, incest.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
It's very specific.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. Okay. Well, I'm sure this is the stuff they'll be studying in that in that course. In the meantime, we still have Christy Lee over at the news desk. What else have we learned today that we don't know yet?
Hey, a Minnesota State Senate candidate went into labor during her party's convention. Ms. Erin May Quaid was giving a speech at the Democratic her party's convention and went into labor. She had to pause her speech at times when she had a contraction.
And that's why we are going to lower.
Oh my God.
Wait a second. I didn't know this is in America.
Yeah, Minnesota.
I didn't know we had a labor party here. I thought that was...
You know we have a state called Minnesota, right?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I was busy over here trying to find something.
She continued to push through, and following her speech, she withdrew from the nominating process. She was then rushed to the hospital.
I'm pro-moist.
Her opponent, Justin Emmerich, secured the party's endorsement for the primary in August.
Pro-moist?
What did you say?
Just let him run out
of gas. First
of
all, women hate the word moist. So you just stop.
You don't want to be.
What is wrong with that word?
You don't want to have like a dry birth.
No.
I don't think you're gonna. I don't think even if you wanted a dry birth,
it's physically impossible.
You're just like a baby fighting sleep. Shut up.
You think a doctor has to lube a woman before birth? Don't you?
Where's the Astroglide?
You would think after 7, he'd know how this process works.
Yeah, we need to get the lube. It's like a dry water slide if we don't.
Everyone I've ever run into is dry as dust.
Early the next morning, Ms. May Quaid gave birth to Harriet Blake May Quaid.
But she dropped out, though.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
The baby dropped out?
No, she dropped out of the race.
Oh. Slid out.
Yeah, she was in the middle of her speech.
Yes.
She'd gotten through the A section. And then she was completing her B.
The B section was
the C section she completed at the hospital.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.